Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
On the Trocare College Live Line, it's Peter Iacobucci. We're taking a look at the Supreme Court proposals brought forth by the president yesterday. They include term limits, among other things, an ethics code as well. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning to talk a little bit about this. The, I guess, headline, though, here is that the president announcing these proposals for the Supreme Court seems like they have very little chance, if any, of becoming a reality.
I think that's correct. Politically, we're still quite a divided country. Anything proposed by Joe Biden is going to be taken with a grain of salt by Republicans in the Congress. And the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has already said these are dead on arrival.
Have reforms been proposed before for the Supreme Court in your memory?
They have. This set of proposals has been bouncing around in Democratic and liberal circles for at least 5, maybe 8 years. The idea of an enforceable code of ethics is probably the one that's gotten the most traction. People might not know, but federal judges are held to a code of ethics. All federal judges except the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, members of the Supreme Court, have really flaunted those code of ethics over the last couple decades.
The idea of a term limit for a Supreme Court justice, I'm under the impression, Peter, that that would be unconstitutional, right? The Constitution guarantees a justice holds their office in good behavior. How would this proposal get around what the Constitution says?
Well, a couple things about that. One, we are the only country in the world in which our highest court individuals serve throughout their life. There's not either term limits, which most countries have, or some countries, a few countries, have age limits when a justice hits a certain age limit. The idea, this would be grandfathered in. So this would not be applied to any of the current justices, but only future justices that get put on the court, which means the effect of this likely wouldn't happen for at least 15, 20 years.
Okay. And 18-year term limits. Why 18?
Well, I think the choice of 18 is because we have 9 justices currently on the Supreme Court. There have been many on the left calling for expansion of the court to add members of the court. That can be done with simply a statute, a law. It doesn't require a constitutional amendment. But instead, the Biden administration proposal is that when a justice steps down, another justice gets added until we get to the process where we add, not add, we replace a justice every 2 years. So there's more a regular turnover on the court.
We've seen the call for some sort of reform, a changing, packing the court, things like that, many times over the years, longer than I've been alive, Peter. Yesterday, Mitch McConnell said that the proposals are just an effort to sidestep the will of the court. It's only being done now because the president disagrees with some of the recent court decisions. Do you see this proposal and the way it was laid out by the president yesterday as more of just you know, a continuation of what's been done for years and years of people saying there needs to be something done with the Supreme Court? Or is this maybe a little more targeted and specific to a few high-profile decisions that the administration disagrees with?
I think my answer is yes to both of those. I mean, yes, there have been proposals to reform the court for quite some time, as you noted. What's different about this one is we have received more and more information about the extravagant gifts that some of the members of the Supreme Court, mainly Clarence Thomas is the chief, and also Sam Alito, where they've been given gifts now, in the, at least reporting by ProPublica and backed up by other news sources, in the millions of dollars. And it became pretty clear, at least in Clarence Thomas's case, back when Barack Obama was president, that he said, look, I'm going to step down from the court unless I can find a way to receive more compensation. He wasn't satisfied with his current compensation on the court. And as a result, a bunch of conservative legal groups got together and they began to awash him with gifts. He paid for his mother's home. He paid for some of his adopted children's tuition to college, extravagant trips, private flights on private, you know, a lot of perks that have been given to him that are not available to anyone else in government and in any wealth, really, in any other job.
Do you see that code of ethics is the is a possibility ever of getting in place here?
I think in the current political climate, no. But if you look at public polling, and there was just a polling done just in the last 2 weeks, pretty much everyone, Democrats, Republicans, independents, believe that there should be a code of ethics before the members of the Supreme Court. I mean, it's kind of when I tell people that the Supreme Court literally could accept $1 million cash gift and then the next day decide on a case brought by the person that gave them that money. And that does not violate an enforceable code of ethics for the Supreme Court. And everybody looks at me, how is that possible? The court has never had an enforceable code of ethics before it.
And that would seem to be pretty popular. Why tie that then with something that isn't that popular right now?
Well, the 18-year terms partly is a longstanding frustration with Democrats. The Democrats, six of the last seven presidential elections, the Democratic candidate has received more votes. Now, they've not always won because of the oddities of our Electoral College, but since 1974, there have been a majority of justices on the Supreme Court appointed by Republican presidents. So it's a half a century of Republican dominance on the court, and that's especially true right now. If you look at the current Supreme Court, there are six justices appointed by Republicans, three by President Trump himself, and only three from the Democrats, even though the Democrats, over that time period of 50 years, have held the presidency much longer than Republicans. And I think that is why we're seeing term limits. That's why we're seeing suggestions to expand the court or change the terms of the members of the court.
Well, Biden, we know, is a lame duck now. I mean, realistically, Peter, aside from these Supreme Court proposals, what can Biden expect to get through Congress before January?
Not much. And that's not unique to Biden because he's a lame duck. We're in election season. Usually by the time you're in the summer before a national election, an even year election, very little gets passed through Congress because the partisan sides don't want to give a win to the other side. We know that last year, there was, after months of negotiation between Democrats and Republicans in Congress, there was a border bill, the proposal compromise that brought before Congress, and it looked like it was going to pass until President Trump said he didn't like it and explicitly said, I don't want to give a win to the other side. And as a result, Republicans then turned their back on that bill. And so I think any bill that has any disagreement to it, which is just about any bill, you know, except for a non-important bill, is not going to get passed by Congress, at least between now and the election season, at the end of the election.
Well, Peter, thank you for the time this morning. Always appreciate it. Peter Iacobucci.
Thank you.
Political science professor with SUNY Buffalo State University.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.